is. NorCal, baby. Proud.
Before you leave us, Courtney, how can Etcheverry get himself back into this? Because it feels like Zverev's sort of in control of the way the rallies are dictated.
It felt like it really came down to a few, especially early on in that first set, a few just loose misses off that forehand side. He was building out those points well and earning that shorter forehand that he could rip down the line. He was landing on the wrong side of the sideline. If he can just clean it up just a little bit, he's right in there.
Well,
that's a good start, because that's a nice ace, second ace of the match to take him to 40-15.
But unfortunately for him, he's going to have to go full throttle and continue to try and find that forehand and really step into it.
Yeah, and Zverev standing miles back gives him time to hit the forehand pass. But the backhand slice from Zverev is wayward. And Etcheverry does hold serve to start this second set. Eleanor, how's your afternoon been?
It's been short. Good, thank you. Yeah, quite short, really. And yes, I've been watching this match, of course, listening to your fabulous commentary, catching up on quite a lot of emails that are coming into the inbox at the moment.
Yeah. I've got busy time for you.
A little section of my brain in Surbiton, another little section of my brain in Nottingham.
Sounds painful.
I tell you, you have to be as limber as Novak Djokovic, which I am not.
Yes, there's a lot of juggling going on.
Literally, figuratively, we don't know.
Well, mentally, perhaps. Definitely not physically.
Zverev begins his service game with an ace right down the tee, right onto the center line.
Yes, and as one tournament draws to a close and one season draws to a close, another is just warming up. Grass court events.
Someone was reading a stat in the press room earlier, which was a very good one. Who is the only man to have won all kinds of event? So all levels of event. Which man has won all levels of event on the tour?
On all surfaces, or just we're just talking about the levels of event?
The levels of event. Kinds of event. Not like all the way. So include Olympics down to
ITF.
You include World Tour. Davis Cup.
Yeah. And you'd be including, of course, ATP Challengers as well.
Yeah.
And the ATP Finals.
Yeah.
But not juniors, just seniors.
Just seniors.
Next Gen Finals?
No.
I feel like we're cherry picking a little bit.
Thanks. Don't ruin the stat.
Well, I feel like we're ruling
it's
out.
It's not my stat. I don't want to ruin it.
But if it happened before the Next Gen Finals, that gives us a bit of a clue as to the player.
Yes, exactly. It happened before the Next Gen.
So I'm fine with ruling out, because that does...
That's fair.
...shrinks it down to only about 10,000 players who it could be.
Well, not really, if you think it includes the Olympics.
I'm going to go Andy Murray.
Big clue. Yes, it is Andy Murray. I think because... Nadal has won almost all those things. The only thing he hasn't won, I think, is a challenger, because he skipped them. He just went straight from ITFs to the tour.
Too good at that age, and very well developed physically, Rafa, at that age, which makes a massive difference.
You say good, I say greedy.
Well, you know. Zverev has held serve.
Well, he left the challengers to other people, didn't he?
He did. Well, that's true. That is very kind of him.
Yeah. There's still time.
That's true. I mean, we've seen Andy Murray play. Andy Murray's playing a challenger this week, of course, in Surbiton, which was presumably why that popped into your head.
Well, he won one last, just before the Roland Garros. So.
Aix-en-Provence.
Yeah. Interesting to see players like that playing at lower levels. It's great for the fans. One game apiece in this second set. Zverev having taken the first 6-4 as he ups the ante on the backhand side. But Etcheverry gets there, but... because he was pushed wide, he couldn't get back into position, and Zverev quickly moves forward and whips the forehand cross court.
You remember Andre Agassi, when he was on the comeback trail, dropped down famously to challenger level in order to just get some matches, get some momentum, get his career going again. And it worked a dream, didn't it?
Yep.
Winning feels good. Winning begets winning. I mean, that's just part of it. And the thing that you hear from professional players more often than not is, I need matches. Not at whatever level. I just need matches. I got to go through the motions of winning, playing, losing, just competing.
Serving for stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Trouble.
How that feels.
Trouble here for Etcheverry. He just didn't take advantage of a net cord that sat up to be hit. Pushed a forehand long, and it's love 30. Imagine playing in a challenger. You're like, probably 18, 19, 20 in Vegas, wherever it was, that Agassi decided to play, and Agassi rocks up.
Yep.
How bad would that be?
Well, it would be simultaneously thrilling and terrifying.
Yeah.
Let's
a bit like the average day here at Radio Roland Garros.
It's like when the rota drops, you know, that little feeling in the back of your throat.
Oh, no.
Gosh.
Not with her.
Gigi again. That's how Marcus is feeling right now.
Yeah, that's why he's not grabbing the microphone yet. Here comes the serve of Echeverry at love 30. He cannot afford to go behind, surely, too early in this set. Zverev it feels like Zverev is playing within himself, in his comfort zone. An early break would make that even more of a strong feeling as he returns deep to the forehand side of Echeverry, who then steps into a backhand. Almost looked like he got too tight to that, but it clambered over the net somehow. Squash shot back from Echeverry is brilliant, but Zverev's at the net. Can he get the pass? No, he can't, because Echeverry has curled it round him on the forehand side.
That is a great passing shot from the Argentine. Got himself into position there. Not easy. Zverev is tall, he's rangy, big reach. Difficult to pass as Courtney signs off. Did we come up with the nickname for Courtney? Courtney the Considered, I liked. And then Courtney the Considered, and no? No, a little passive for you. It's not as good as Marcus the Martian, I'll wager.
Courtney was saying that nicknames should be shorter than her actual name.
Okay.
As this, you know, we were talking about Carlitos and Carlos. Carlton. It's a bit ridiculous that the nickname is longer than the actual name.
Well, what happens if your name is really short?
Then you don't need a nickname.
Well, you're not allowed a nickname?
You can have one, but what's the point? Well, your nickname could be something to do with your surname, maybe, if it's a shorter first name, for example.
Tis the Australian way, isn't it? In
shorten
particular.
Everything. Oh, what, to lengthen everything or shorten everything?
Well, both. you're just not allowed
or
not...
Or add a Y on the end.
You're not allowed not to have a nickname. That is a law in Australia.
There are lots of laws in Australia.
Yeah, hand to tongue.
There are. I mean, to be fair, most countries do have laws.
That's true. There are some don't. Game point for Echeverry. Good turnaround in this service game. He leads 40-30 now, as the two ball boys wait for the balls. They stand right close to him so they don't have to run too far and they can speed up their return to their marks. Ooh. Almost found the centre line. Just wide. Just rubs his leg with his racket and gets ready in his position for serving again. Zverev comes right close to the baseline to return, but has to move backwards because Echeverry's ground strokes are deep and punishing. And that one goes over the baseline from Zverev. And from love 30, the Argentinian has held for 2-1. Important hold of serve at this stage of the match. It gives him a little bit of relief as he sits down at the change of ends.
Bookworm says, Echeverry much, Echeverry very much. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. She says she's singing that as we speak.
That's good. We were remarking as Marcus joins us. Hello, Marcus.
Hello, Simon.
Have you noticed that there's only 60 seconds at the changeovers?
No, I hadn't.
I don't know why, because it's normally 90 or 85 or something. But here, it's been 60. And I'm going to go and find out whether that's something that they communicated to the players, because they definitely didn't communicate it to the media, because I had no idea.
I've got no answer for that, but
it's an interesting change, isn't it?
Off you go and be intrepid...
It's not very long.
Intrepid reporter on our behalf.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I have thought, they seem to be a bit quicker, these change of ends. But, yeah, find out, Simon, if you can.
Reprise.
You could break a story for the first time since... What?
2002, perhaps?
Luckily for Simon, Stefan turned me down just as I was coming to the punchline there.
Don't worry, I stepped in for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to Simon. He's written a book, you know.
Has he?
Apparently.
He barely mentions it.
I know. Hello, Lady E.
Hello, Marcus. How are you?
I'm okay, yeah. I had a very pleasant hour or so just sitting in the... They call it the quiet area, just away from where the photographers work. And it was cool, pleasant, and I'm ready to go.
Did you have a little nap?
No, busy working.
Of course. You didn't have what I call a disco nap.
No, yesterday I enjoyed lying in bed listening to you through the afternoon. And
I was on the radio, just to be clear. not standing in the corner of his room ranting.
That's right. I forgot to add that important element to the afternoon. But here we are now. I'm also still pondering over the match I started the day with and the way that Beatrice Adash Meyer came back to beat Ons Jabeur in three sets to make it through to the semi-finals, where she will, of course, play Iga Swiatek after her success against Coco Gauff, 7-0 now against the American.
There were plenty of signs, though, from Gauff in that first set that she knows how to beat Swiatek, but knowing how to do it and being able to do it are two different things. But as we keep saying about Gauff, she's still a player in development. She's still improving.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that she's getting closer to finding a way.
Yes.
I think Swiatek went up a gear, certainly in that second set. But, yeah, I mean, it was another impressive performance from Swiatek. And, as you said, a very, very impressive performance from Adash Meyer against a somewhat flat Ons Jabeur in that final set. You know, it was one of those matches which really Jabeur could have and perhaps should have won in straight sets in lots of ways, but you have to credit the Brazilian for finding a way to stick in there and keep fighting. And it just goes to show, you never know what can happen. If you can get a match to a decider, if you can stay with a player, even if they're higher ranked, even if they're on paper more accomplished than you, more experienced, you certainly at matches at this level. And it was Adash Meyer who was streets ahead of Jabeur in that final set.
This is a good service game from Sasha Zverev. He's reeled off 3 points in a row to get to 1-2, 40 love. Yes, at one stage in the second set, if my memory serves me correctly, Adash Meyer was at 4-all, 15-40. But Jabeur couldn't capitalise. Went to a tiebreak. The Brazilian won it, and the rest is history. As Echeverry returns down the middle of the court, Zverev with a very deep forehand will now have a shorter ball, which he guides back up the line. He holds to love. No break so far in this second set. Hour and 10 minutes on the clock. Two games apiece. Zverev having taken the first set by 6-4.
Well, and I doubt if Ons Jabeur thinks that the score format for tennis is magical, but it's occasions like that where you realise what a fiendish format the scoring system of tennis is. How quickly things can change. How things can change, really, on the twist of a racket. A millimetre out here, and suddenly it changes the whole outcome of a match. And it was a wonderful occasion. Adash Meyer getting fantastic support here on court. Philippe Chatrier. They love Ons Jabeur, but there's something about a South American doing well here, a Brazilian specifically doing well here. Of course, we had all the success of Gustavo Kuerten. And she is the first Brazilian woman since Maria Bueno, the first of the Open era to make it through to a semi-final here at Roland Garros.
Big off-backhand return from Sasha Zverev has secured in the first point of this fifth game. On the subject of changeovers and how Simon had confirmed they're only 60 seconds rather than 90, Marie's been in touch again from St. Kitts as Echeverry serves to the forehand of his German opponent, has a mid-court ball. Which is guided back by Zverev on his backhand side. That's going to go long, 30 love. She says that Zverev mentioned during a press conference that he doesn't have any time to think during the changeovers because they are shorter here.
Well, sometimes that's helpful and sometimes it isn't. There are going to be players who benefit from that and players who feel they need that little bit of time. Also, I suppose, would have an impact physically, because you actually have less time to recover. If you've played a game that had a lot of long rallies, actually having 90 seconds to just sit down and take some deep breaths might be helpful.
But more than anything, I thought it was to allow television to get as many adverts away as possible during the match. So I don't know how the marketing side of things has worked in that regard. But it speeds things up. Despite that, we've had some very long matches, of course. I'm not sure if this is going to be one of them, unless Thomas Martin Echeverry can find just a little extra. He's serving right now at 30-15 to the backhand of Sasha Zverev. Deep return or big forehand down the line from Echeverry. He then comes in with a gorgeous little forehand volley, and Zverev was so far behind his baseline that he wasn't in any position to deal with it.
1 second.
Well, I wouldn't be stunned if this ends up being quite a long match, even if it's straight sets, just because they're playing reasonably long points. Echeverry in particular is someone who favours longer rallies. I mean, that first set was around 50 minutes. So it's not a quick match by any measure.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I came in during the end of this conversation about titles and nicknames and all the rest of it. We're getting various suggestions, including one from six letters. It's Deborah, actually. I think that's her.
Je Echeverry.
Monica, as Echeverry holds to 15. So he'll sit down. 3-2 on serve in the second set. She suggests Sir Simon. Far too grand for him.
Much too grand, honestly. Countess Courtney.
Yeah, I mean, she might like that. Marquess Marcus.
Marquess Marcus. Or Baron Buckland.
Yeah, I prefer Baron Buckland.
Yeah, it makes you sound sort of slightly evil. You know. Like a villain.
Yes.
Melissa Knox says, my nickname's either Knocky or Knockers. Well, I can imagine that if your surname is Knock, you might have to suffer those nicknames. Jason says, I was wondering if Gigi has been commentating with Marcus a lot in order to keep him in line. The coverage is fantastic, as always. Pigeons deserve love, too.
Yeah, we'll be back on again tonight, as we were last night, for that extraordinary performance from Carlos Alcaraz, who for two sets, the first two sets, was in a different world to Stefanos Tsitsipas. And to be fair to the Greek, he fought. He made that third set very tough for Alcaraz, but he came through and, my goodness me, it set up a blockbuster on Friday against Novak Djokovic. We'll be back tonight for Rune against Rude, and I think there could be a little sweepstake as to how many times we merge and muddle those surnames.
So that it becomes one player called Rund.
Something like that. Today actually I had that horrible, and it happens occasionally, I forgot.
S'il vous plaît.
And I was so concerned about Hadash Meyer, apart from the else Sophie had insisted to me, because I had been calling her Hadad. No, she said Hadash Meyer. So I'm, all right, must say Hadash Meyer. But I actually forgot who she was playing in the middle of the rally. And I did say whatever her name is. And Onstrabert, if you do hear that bit of commentary, I apologise.
And did Sophie tell you off by any chance?
Just a handful of times. Every 5 minutes. Here's Vera then, serving second in this set, having won the first by 6-4. And he's onto his backhand, skimming the ball to the forehand of Echeverry, who made room for himself with an inside-in forehand. Then he goes up the line. High defensive ball from Zverev. It's going to bounce now. Echeverry's underneath it, and he smashes it away.
Yes, I watched a little bit of that performance from Alcaraz last night, and it was quite something, wasn't it? It was thrilling.
Mm.
Less thrilling, of course, if you're a Stefanos Tsitsipas fan, but he didn't do that much wrong.
No, he didn't.
That was the sobering thing about it.
The sobering and I guess, very concerning thing for Tsitsipas, who turns 25 in August. That's a good serve from Zverev, but it's not sliced back into play quite by Echeverry. The problem for Tsitsipas, he was waiting patiently while Federer and Nadal and Djokovic is still going, of course, and Murray said goodbye, or he thought they were going to say goodbye. And now, when he should be the big beast, the big animal, there's this guy 5 years younger that's already ruling the roost.
Well, he had his moments here, didn't he, in 2021. Two sets up on Novak Djokovic in the final. And is that the closest he's going to come? I mean, he can still improve. You know, he's still developing as a player. He hasn't had the best of years, but he just looked as though he was a passenger. Last night, he looked as though he was a spectator, just watching Alcaraz. There was just so much dominance about the Alcaraz performance, so much power, and just this kind of forceful energy that must be really overwhelming to play.
Yeah, the power, the guile, the variety. He can play any shot almost at any time. I admire Tsitsipas for battling on in the dying stages of that third set, but he was railing to his team, I can't control the ball. And it was, from a Tsitsipas point of view, quite painful to watch, as is that from Zverev, a double fault, 30-all. Argentinian interest is peaked here in this sixth game of the second set. Echeverry, white top, dark shorts, white socks, dark shoes, black headband, way behind his baseline, waiting for Zverev to serve to his backhand. Serve is just long.
Zverev in charcoal and sort of burnt orange shorts.
Yeah, he's looked the part under the lights this week in that outfit. And so far, at least, he seems to be settling pretty well during the daytime. But this is a testing moment for him. Can Echeverry managed to manufacture a break point, but that's a really good inside-in forehand from the Argentinian on the stretch. Zverev can only net. It is a break point chance.
Well, he just turned up the power there just at the right moment. And Zverev has been dictating. He is the bigger hitter of the two. But Echeverri just showing he's got weapons. When he can find the time, he can find the space. Those weapons can be dangerous.
Can Zverev find a big first serve at breakpoint down? He's going to try. Here it comes. He does. Forehand return just over the net. Low. Now onto the backhand of the Argentinian. Zverev's coming. He's dug out a volley. He should be passed. And he is. And Echeverri's got the break. The first break of the second set. He raises his right wrist. Hello, he says. There are two players on this court. I am not just here to make up the numbers in my first Grand Slam quarterfinal.
Well, he's rightly delighted with that break of serve. Could turn out to be extremely important for the Argentinian. And the volley from Zverev really was not the best volley he'll ever hit. And as you said in commentary, it just was a matter of time. And Echeverri just choosing how he was going to pass, because he chased it down in no time. And he had all the time in the world just to decide what he was going to do to win that point.
Yes, perhaps I'll revisit my statement of a few moments ago and say this could easily be one of the longest matches. As, to be fair, Lady Eleanor, you hinted the moment I said that. Hour and 19 on the clock so far. Echeverri with the advantage, a set down but a break up, serving at 4-2. How many times have you said on clay in particular, it's one thing to break, you've got to now consolidate that break. Misses with the first serve. It's overcast, I have to say, as overcast as it's been throughout the 11 days. The second serve to the forehand of Zverev. He goes cross court and Echeverri goes up the line with another flashing forehand winner.
Much too good. Not only was it a winner, but also kept so low, skidding almost as it hugged the line.
What's happened to the weather, Eleanor?
Well, it's the first time, isn't it, at this year's Roland Garros, where we've actually had sustained cloud cover.
Which actually is probably a welcome respite for a lot out there, as Echeverri forced backwards, this time puts his forehand into the net.
Yes, if you're sitting in the full sunlight all day, it can be a bit wearing, and you definitely need a hat, you need some sunscreen. And this cloud cover, as you say, will be welcome. Temperature is still quite warm, but it does change conditions. We've talked about clay, haven't we, being this surface which reacts a lot and changes a lot depending on the environmental conditions and the weather. And it will have a bearing on this. It will slow down slightly.
Zverev is returning from way, way behind his baseline. A couple of flourishing forehands, and then he makes an absolute mess. I think he was caught in two minds, and he ended up putting his forehand into the tram lines.
And you would think that slightly slower conditions would help Echeverri. As I said, it's not any suggestion of rain. They're big fluffy clouds. They're not rain clouds. There's no darkness in them. But we've had flawless blue skies for 10 days, and so it's almost surprising to look up and see clouds overhead.
Echeverri errs with an inside-out forehand with his plus one shot, so 30 all. Maybe a chance for Zverev to get the break straight back. There is the possibility of some rain towards the weekend. We have a roof if required. So
got
it's not
two
gonna,
roofs.
Yes, it's not going to cause us a huge problem. Is the second roof working?
Was it not working?
On Longlen, that's a good serve from Echeverri, and Zverev's return is wild. I was under the impression that roof won't be fully functioning until the start of next year.
Oh, is that what they told you?
Well, when they see me, they tell me anything just to get rid of me. We'll find out if it does rain.
The good news is if you have rain at this end of the tournament, it makes life an awful lot easier, because it's really semi-finals and finals from here on in all competitions. We've got our first final tomorrow, of course, with the mixed doubles final, which we'll bring you every point of here on Radio Roland Garros.
That's a double fault from Echeverri, going long with the second serve. Back to juice. It's his first double fault of the contest. Now, inevitably, some extra nerves from the Argentinian, who hadn't dropped a set prior to today.
Merci.
On his run through to his first ever Grand Slam quarterfinal. And now with an opportunity to win this second set, he's feeling the heat just a little bit more as he serves to the top of the tape. And again, I shouldn't be surprised by Zverev's return position, because he's not the only player, but I'm not kidding when I say for the first serve, he's almost touching the Lacoste boardings, which are very near the back of the court. The second serve, it was a big one. Zverev gets it back into play. Now slices on his backhand. There's going to be a forehand from Echeverri. He's out of position. He's rushing back. He just about gets a forehand into the middle of the court, but Zverev's attacking and puts away a backhand. Just got himself into a bit of bother in that point, Lady E, didn't he?
Yes, yeah. I mean, Zverev is really pushing to reclaim the break of serve. And as you said, he's positioning himself very far back to return the serve. And even though Echeverri got the serve very, very deep, Zverev, even though he had to move back even closer to the hoardings, still managed to go on the attack in the rally.
First serve misses. I'd love to see an underarm serve from Echeverri with Zverev so far back. Second serve to the backhand of the German. Mid-court return. Deep forehand from Echeverri, who then goes on to his double hander. Zverev clubs a forehand into the forehand corner of the Argentinian, who's now going to go on to his backhand. It's a slice. It's a high ball. It's going to drop long. Yeah. And Sasha Zverev has broken straight back.
Well, as they say, one of the hardest things to do is to hold serve after you've broken.
Yeah, we have seen that time and time and time again.
And particularly, I think, on this surface more than any other, because your returner does just have that little bit more time.
Hello to Eileen, who says, rechange over time to the United States. Tennis Channel has about a 15 to 45 second delay of play, which is why I listen to your coverage. Well, I'd like to think you'd be listening to it anyway, Eileen, but good to have you. She's in southeast Massachusetts, loving all the Echeverri nicknames. Can't stop singing the Spice Girls one. What was the Spice Girls one? Can you remember?
I don't think I was here for the Spice Girls one. I think it was during the handover.
I'd like to know what that Spice Girls one was. Did you ever see them live, Eleanor?
Only at the closing ceremony for the Olympics in 2012.
Huh?
So not a full concert. I would love to see a full concert. I love the Spice Girls.
Yeah, I went there in their prime. They were fantastic, I thought. Absolutely brilliant.
I'm trying to think what a Spice Girls song. You'll have to remind us. If you sent in a Spice Girls song with the name Echeverri in.
Now I've gone blank. Spice Girls song.
Well, Spice Up Your Life. Wannabe.
Yes.
If Stop.
You wanna be my lover.
He's going to sing.
Stop.
I'm really sorry. No, that wasn't an instruction. I mean, actually,
Stop.
That doubled as a Spice Girls song that also doubled as an instruction. Stop right now. Thank you very much.
Message received and understood. So Zverev back on serve at 3-4. Great to have your company here on Radio Roland Garros. I'm Marcus Buckland. Lady Eleanor of Preston is alongside me. And, double fault from Zverev.
Zero counts.
It was Stop Right Now, Echeverri much.
Ah, yes, of course.
Of course it was. We were being a bit slow there, weren't we?
As usual.
Yeah. Thank you, Heather, for reminding us of that one. And Richard.
Our listeners as sharp as ever, all around the world. Great to have your company. Don't forget, if you've not been in touch, we'd love to hear from you. Where are you? What are you doing? What are you liking most about Roland Garros? Any observations?
And we'll absolutely take song titles, movie titles, book titles, anything, to be honest, that upsets Emperor Xi Ji.
Yes, she ruled 2 days ago that we should stop doing those, and they're still coming in. Another double fault from Zverev. Two in a row, love 30.
Merci.
Well, he can't afford a loose game here because it would leave Echeverri serving for the second set.
That's a very good first serve from Zverev right down the middle. Echeverri stretched as far as he could, but could not guide a return into court.
Well,
Someone shouting at the wrong time, but Zverev continues to bounce the balls. Now he's ready. Up goes the ball. The serve clips the top of the tape, flicks beyond the service box, so it'll be a second serve. Two double faults already in this game. Zverev is prone to double faults. That's okay, though. Forehand reply inside out from Echeverry, who has to stretch on his forehand side, gets the ball low over the court. Zverev's coming in. Echeverry will try and pass him. Zverev gets one volley back. The second one he can't deal with.
But we've seen, haven't we, that when Echeverry can draw Zverev in, he is passable. The Argentinian has great passing shots so far, and on that one just gave himself a little bit of extra time. Zverev was sort of mid-court, wasn't really in a position to cover.
Le jeu sont prêts, merci. Merci.
Well, the sun's coming out again, and Zverev is under pressure again. 15-40. Tall man, of course. High ball toss. Serves to the forehand of Echeverry. Deep return to the backhand of Zverev. Another ball down the middle from the Argentinian. He's on that backhand again to the backhand of Zverev, both with double handers. It's backhand to backhand at the moment. Zverev takes all the pace off the ball. Now he winds things up with a big forehand. So too does Echeverry. It's forehand to forehand. Stretched on the forehand side. Echeverry keeps the point going. Zverev goes up the line. High ball from Echeverry. Zverev's underneath it, and he puts the overhead long. And we do have a third successive break of serve, the second on the German serve. He's unhappy about something.
Well, Zverev has gone to the net. He's questioning. I'm not sure what he's questioning, whether somebody made a noise or there was some form of distraction.
He's now standing underneath the umpire's chair. They're both looking into the far corner. They're still looking, and I can't for the life of me.
I've got my binoculars out and I can't see what's going on, but there was obviously something that happened that. And Zverev's now gone to the same side of the net as.
Oh, he's lost his.
Oh, okay. Work out what was going on there. He's lost the racket, the vibration dampener on the racket.
It must have come out after the. Or during the overhead smash that he put long. I was wondering whether somebody had been taken ill in the corner or there was some distraction that had affected him, but it was nothing more than the dampener flying off his racket strings.
And it obviously flew with the ball, landed long, and I think the people in that corner were telling him where it was, and that's why he was talking to them. I mean, at one stage Echeverry was involved in the conversations. Zverev and Echeverry were both at the other end of the court together.
Yeah. We're going to start playing doubles for a moment. So here's Echeverry serving for the set now. Of course, he was unable to consolidate the break last time. Oh, and Zverev very nearly came up with a wonderful backhand down the line. It missed by a fraction. That would have been one of the winners of the week.
Yes, he was trying to hug the line because he realises it has to be that good to get it away from Echeverry. And that's what's put the pressure on Zverev, is that he's having to hit winners.
Backhand return from Zverev, mid-court ball, hit on the forehand side powerfully from Echeverry, who then goes down the line. Too good. Just too good.
It's a 1-2 punch from the Argentinian. We said that he might prefer longer points. But actually, he's going on the attack in the latter stages of this second set, and it's got him into a position to level the match. A couple of points away now at 30-love, 5-3.
Yeah, he's really finding his feet. And he's serving to the Zverev forehand. Returns across court. Now Zverev hits his backhand cross court to the forehand side of Echeverry, who is forced back again with an inside-out forehand. He'll hit another one of those to the Zverev backhand, who changes the angle. The slice drop shot on the backhand side from Echeverry. Zverev gets to it but can't keep the ball in play.
And Zverev just walking slowly back to the baseline, shaking his head. It's a frustrating turn of events for him. He was looking pretty comfortable having won that first set, albeit a long first set.
Merci.
Yeah, and when he responded and broke straight back after being broken for the first time, I thought, that might be Echeverry's one and only chance. But here he is now with three set points, looking for the ace down the tee. Just put a bit too much on it. It bounces against the awnings, goes all the way back to the net, where a ball girl is waiting. She now crouches by the umpire's chair. And the second service to the Zverev backhand. It's floated to the forehand side of Echeverry, who's now going to play a backhand to Zverev's backhand side. Mid-court ball for Echeverry, which he smashes with great power on the forehand. And then he puts another forehand into the net.
40-15.
Well, that's the first time in a couple of points that we've seen Zverev be the attacker and the aggressor. And that is when he's at his best, when he is dictating play and he is piling on the power. And Echeverry has done a good job of taking the initiative away from him.
The shot clock almost ran down there. He got to within 3 seconds and then saw his first serve clip the tape and go long. Still two set points, but a second serve for Zverev to look at. Oh, doesn't have to look at it. It's a double fault into the net with a second serve. And three set points have become one. And Echeverry goes across to his towel. He's got two towels draped over the advertising hoardings on that far side in between those lovely flowers, those boxes, flower beds, or whatever you call them, of roses.
They're like window boxes almost, aren't they?
They're delightful. Still set point. Echeverry was just put off as he was about to serve by an extra chant. Now he's ready. First serve has clipped the tape. It's landed inside the box. So he has got another first serve. The sun is out in force again, as we've become accustomed to since the very first Sunday of these championships. Zverev, of course, is a long way behind his baseline, waiting at an angle, swaying from side to side. The first service to his backhand. He makes sure he gets the ball into play. Big forehand from Echeverry to the forehand of Zverev, low and over the net. Echeverry looking to push here. And Zverev's gone wide on his backhand side. And Thomas Martin Echeverry, in his very first Grand Slam quarterfinal, has levelled things up. They've been on court for an hour and 35 minutes. The first set went to the German, the number 22 seed, by 6-4. But back comes the Argentinian, taking the second by 6-3. Big question, Lady E, what's coming next?
Quite a lot more tennis. That's my prediction. As for who's going to win in the end, well, you'd think that Zverev remains the favourite, just because he's got so much more experience. But I think we have to remember that Zverev has really played very, very little tennis over the last year. We talked, didn't we, about how he had that terrible accident on court a year ago, had that ankle injury which derailed his entire season, took him out for the whole of, well, rather the rest of 2022. He's coming in here a bit underplayed. And my question as we look at this as a potential five-set match in a potential marathon is how is he going to cope without having as many miles in his legs as he might have? How is his body going to hold up? I'm not talking about the ankle. I'm just talking about, in general, the fitness and the mental fortitude it takes to win in five sets when you haven't played very much tennis.
Well, he's made such giant strides in recent months as the 23-year-old from Argentina. A reminder, he hadn't dropped a set. He was 11-0 coming into this match. Coming into the year, he'd won 4 and lost 16 matches at tour level. And in 4 Grand Slam events, he'd failed to win at all, lost on 4 occasions. This season on tour, 19 wins, 12 defeats, including 17-8 on clay. Reached a final in San Diego and Houston. He is still looking for his first career tour level title. Surely to goodness he's not going to make his first title a Grand Slam one, but
well, it's happened.
Yeah, it has, absolutely. Now, well, this is the fourth straight year. I was going to say why we shouldn't get so surprised. This is the fourth straight year, Eleanor, that an unseeded player has reached the quarterfinals. Holger Rune last year lost to Casper Ruud. Alejandro Davidovich Fokina in 2021, who lost actually to Zverev. And Jannik Sinner back in 2020 eventually lost to Rafael Nadal. The last unseeded semi-finalist was Marco Cecchinato.
Oh,
5 years ago, 2018, he lost to Dominic Thiem.
And that is more of a parallel, I think, for Echeverry, because there's other players that you mentioned, Rune and Davidovich Fokina and Sinner. They're all players who were making a breakthrough, which they've then backed up with wins. Wins on the tour. And so, in retrospect, all of those breakthroughs are less surprising because they've gone on. In Echeverry's case, he's not somebody that we were even remotely thinking about before this tournament started. And it just goes to show that all those conversations about who's who in the draw and who's ranked higher than who, they can be rendered meaningless by somebody just having a fantastic couple of weeks of tennis.
Did I not have him down as my dark horse?
You did not in any way, shape or form. Nice try, though.
Did have Vukova.
I mean, you've done well. Yeah, you've done well going. With Vukova. That was very impressive.
I'm going to start asking the Empress what sort of prizes are on offer.
Lots of Haribo. She's got a lot of Haribo.
And a clip round the ear, probably. Right, first point of the third set. Sun's back out. Both players are back out looking to make sharp starts. Missed time backhand from Echeverry, but he's got such great movement, sliding across onto his forehand side to keep the rally going. Hard hitting from the respective baselines. Zverev into the net eventually. I wonder how many shots that rally consisted of.
0-30.
So, Echeverry, having leveled things up, has Zverev at love 30 in his opening service game.
S'il vous plaît.
Crowd getting just a little vocal on a warm Wednesday afternoon. They've probably had a nice lunch, the effects of which are starting to sink in a little bit. Zverev serves, backhand replies. Zverev's come in behind the serve and he's put his mid-court backhand somewhat inexplicably into the bottom of the net. And he is facing three break points right at the start of set number three.
Well, he needs to regroup and regroup fast. I think he's showing a little bit of flatness, a little bit of disappointment after losing that second set.
Misses with the first serve, in danger here of being broken for a third successive game. Echeverry stands forward just behind his baseline, awaiting the second serve. Crouches down, not too low. Stands up actually before the serve comes in. Replies on his backhand cross court, and Zverev trying to go down the line. Misses. He's broken to love at the start of set number three. And this is not what was anticipated or what looked likely once Zverev won that quite bruising first set. Hello to Laura, who is shopping at the home gardening store with earbuds.
And us, presumably.
Well, yes, I trust she's listening to us, yes, with those. But that could lead to complications. I mean, what was the two Ronnie's favourite sketch at a home store? Buying
four candles.
Four candles.
Instead of four candles.
Yes.
It doesn't work so well unless you say it in a Cockney accent. I like to buy four candles. Well, there's four candles. No, four candles.
I feel like I'm in the presence of Messrs. Corbett and Barker. Sarah's gone wide, first point of the next game. I mean, unless you've seen the two Ronnies, by the way, they were two of the funniest British comedians of the 20th century, you'll think once again that we've lost the plot. But I think it was voted one of the best sketches of the 20th century. You can always Google it. Echeverry, one love, 15 love, misses with the first serve. Laura's also suggested happily Zverev after.
Oh, nice. I like that.
She thought you would. Right, forehand to forehand. The slice back into play from Echeverry, who's having to move, but he's moving so well. Pings the ball at Zverev, who digs out a really good low volley to win the point.
I tried to get Zverevenant past the Empress yesterday, and I just got one of those looks.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You should have known better.
I know, I have this sort of masochistic tendency to read out really terrible puns to her and see what happens.
Well, I know why, because it's quite funny watching the look of frustration and anger cross her face at times. You know you're going to get a blasting, but it's just worth it to see her bristling.
Well, just worse, no reaction at all.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
A look of disappointment and disdain.
She's good at that, isn't she?
Very.
Yeah. Backhand returns deep from Zverev. Now onto the forehand side of Echeverry. Forehand to forehand cross court. That pattern is continued until Zverev guides his forehand up the line. Now he's gone onto his backhand, the double hander of the Argentinian. Deep ball, good angle. Zverev gets that back. Echeverry goes up the line. It's sliced back into play on the forehand side from Zverev, who now goes over his backhand again with a winner up the line. Wow. That's more like it.
It is, and he needs more of the same. Because losing that second set and then immediately losing your serve to love, it's an important moment that Zverev just finds his feet again in this match, reasserts himself, gets his energy level up, starts to get a bit of positive body language going, just reminds Echeverry that he's still there.
Well, he's still there and he's got a chance on the Echeverry serve at 15:30, and the Argentinian misses with the first serve. Sun's gone in again. Second serve to the forehand as Zverev. Deep return right onto the baseline of his opponent. Now he goes to Echeverry's backhand side. Cross court on the backhand from Zverev. Changing the angle as much as he possibly can. Now Zverev's with a forehand down the middle of the court. Forehand deep into Zverev's corner. He slices it back into play, but there's an area for Echeverry to try and exploit. He comes in. The first shot was good. The approach shot was good. It had Zverev on the defense, and that opened up a huge gap, which the Argentinian was able to exploit.
And again, Echeverry just doing a good job of putting Zverev on the back foot all the time. And it's forcing these poor decisions from Zverev in terms of, you know, he's put in a couple of poor volleys. And that was an attempted lob that was not that far above Echeverry's head. It was a mid-court ball, turned out to be an easy put away for Echeverry. And he's being pushed further and further back. I mean, he's a long way back to return this serve.
Which he does on his backhand side. And now Echeverry makes room for himself on his forehand. Oh, he hit it well. Inside in forehand, and it's too hot for Zverev to handle.
And at the moment, there's only one player in the ascendancy here on court, Philippe Chatrier. And it's not necessarily the player that we expected to be in the ascendancy at this stage. It's not the Grand Slam runner-up.
No. Well, we had a bit of a surprise with Ons Jabeur losing. No surprise that Iga Świątek won. Where's this one going to go? What's going to happen tonight? Runa and Rue, they've got a bit of history, those two. Could be a sizzling Wednesday evening in the French capital. Slice backhand from Zverev, who's onto his forehand now. Echeverry making room, as he often does on his forehand side. Backhand to backhand. Now it's the forehand again on the half volley from Echeverry. Flat forehand cross court from Zverev. He's there again up the line with his forehand to the slice. Drop shot from Echeverry. Oh, that's a poor one. Didn't get anywhere near the net. Never mind, get over it.
Yes, Runa and Rude. It was a bit spicy last year, yes, wasn't it? It was a bit of a Scandi scandal.
Yeah.
Between the Dane and the Norwegian.
Talk of some off-court antics afterwards in the locker room, various accusations levelled.
He does have a tendency, Holger Rune, to get in the faces of opponents sometimes. You know, he's not shy, on or off the court.
No, well, we saw a couple of days ago during that epic with Cerundolo, where he was bellowing into his box, Patrick Mouratoglou, amongst others, on the receiving end, saying he was feeling dizzy, somehow got the job done. Echeverry, a deuce in his first service game of the third set. He's got the break. It's one set all. If you're just joining us on Radio Roland Garros, and the forehand return from Zverev is not a good one. It's into the net. Jonathan says, Marcus, for the American listeners, the four candles sketch is akin to the who's on first sketch, which I think was Abbott and Costello. Someone will correct me if I'm wrong. The who's on first sketch was about baseball and who was on first base for those non US listeners. That's Jonathan in Switzerland.
Thank you, Jonathan. God, it's great here, isn't it? You learn something every day at Radio Roland Garros.
Yeah, I shall look up that. I used to love Abbott and Costello as a kid, actually. Thought they were brilliant. Laurel and Hardy, two Ronnies, Walkham and Wise. Comedy greats. Backhand pass from Zverev, who now goes cross-court. Now he's having to race around to slice a backhand down the middle of the court. And in return, Echeverry comes up with a wonderful drop shot. Turns to his box, blows a kiss towards them, acknowledges the applause he's getting from the crowd. Beautifully executed drop shot. And he consolidates the break at the start of the second set. The Argentinian leads by 2 games to love, 1 set all.
Well, that was a slightly passive slice from Zverev, and that was what got him into trouble. Echeverri had a lot of time. Beautifully executed drop shot, as you said, and Zverev was nowhere near it. And so far in this second set, Zverev has not really been at the races. Got a chance now to try and hold serve and at least get himself on the board, then set about trying to dismantle the Echeverri serve, but that's not been easy so far in this match.
No. Still a very long way to go, and Zverev with a big serve down the middle. It's chipped back on the backhand side by Echeverri. Zverev's coming in now with a low volley. It's a good one. Gets down really well for a big man.
Also good to see a bit of serve and volley, just to change things up. Give Echeverri something else to look at, something else to think about.
Max reminds us that if Zverev does win today, he'll go to the top of the league table for German men in Roland Garros semi-finals in the Open era. He's currently in joint second place. That's just long. Let me just clarify that. Max has sent it in. He's got Zverev on 3 at the moment. Does that mean if he wins today? Boris Becker made it 3 times. Michael Stich twice. Deep ball from Echeverri. He was onto his forehand with plenty of shape. Backhand approach shot from Zverev, and another really good low volley from the German. Two excellent volleys. And he needs them at the moment. He needs to just stay calm. It's only one break of serve. It may feel as though Echeverri's been on top for quite a while now, having stolen the thunder at the end of the second set and the start of the third. But in the balance of the match, there's still precious little between these two after an hour and 50 minutes. Zverev is ready again. And he's going to serve to the forehand. Well, that was swished at by Echeverri, perhaps more in hope than expectation.
Yes, much better serving now from Zverev, and that's what he needs here. He needs to just reassert his dominance.
Forty love, forehand return, deep to the backhand of Zverev, and Echeverri gets a slice of luck with his backhand across court. It clips the top of the tape, thinks about it, and decides to roll over onto Zverev's side.
And when that happens, you must banish the thoughts that it's just not going to be your day, because that ball almost dribbled along the net tape, didn't it? And as you said, just plopped over on Zverev's side of the net, and he was miles away.
Right, Zverev's come in behind this latest serve, and he's put away a mid-court ball with comfort on his backhand side, so it's a hole to 15. And Echeverri still has the advantage, Lady E. He leads by 2 games to 1 with the break in the third set at 1 set all.
Bronson says, it's kind of sad I can't pick Sasha for a Grand Slam. I can barely pick him as a dark horse nowadays, although he was white hot when he won the Olympics. Thanks for keeping me sane while at work.
And let me clarify Max's league table. If Zverev wins, he will go through to his third semi-final here and join Boris Becker at the top of the list, leaving Michael Stich on 2. 3 great names from German tennis. Becker and Stich, contemporaries of course, didn't get on with each other, but had success at the Olympics nonetheless, without even, I think, talking to each other.
Well, that has happened down the years, hasn't it? Doubles teams that don't necessarily get on, but they somehow find a way of making it work. Worth mentioning, of course, one Steffi Graf. It was rather handy on this surface.
She wasn't bad on
She was pretty good. And, of course, won here last in 1999 and then retired towards the end of that year, having gone on to reach the Wimbledon final.
Is it really 23 years ago? Where do they go?
Richard says, Zverev, Mungo and Midge. Now, there's a TV show from Marcus's childhood. I was obviously much too young. Richard says Norrie Nation Street. Also like that, Richard. The problem with TV ones, though, is they're quite specific to the country.
Yeah.
Not all TV shows translate, do they? Whereas movie themes, you know, they're cross-cultural.
It's just one of the reasons the Empress banned this conversation 2 days ago, Lady E. You are skating on thin ice here at the moment. She's probably just out of the salon having her hair done. She will be listening.
Well, she has people listening. She has people listening who will come and give her a full update as she has the curling tongs in. It's quite difficult to put the headphones in when they're doing the curling.
Oh, well, Echeverry.
0-15.
Not happy with that first point of this fourth game. Over hit. You heard the little etcher, whatever he said. I don't think it was that.
Did you get that, Stefan?
I think
that might need to go in the highlights reel. Unless Marcus just sneezed.
It sounded something like that.
Mm-hmm.
No? Love 15. Four-handed turn this time from Zverev from that very deep position. And because he's so deep, Echeverry's got plenty of time to come in, seize upon a mid-court return and hammer away his forehand for a winner.
Well, the sun is continuing to hide here on this still very warm evening, just before 6 o'clock local time.
Zverev with his return, which offers an opportunity for Echeverry to find a good angle on the backhand. Up goes a defensive shot from Zverev. This is going to be hammered away, and it is. Zverev's a tall man, but he would have had to be standing on a very tall ladder to have any chance of getting to that. And even then, he probably would have to jump off the highest rung of it to get ball on racket.
I think he'd struggle to... I mean, you could have a ladder in his racket bag, couldn't he? A sort of extendable ladder. Yeah. Run back, get that, put it up, climb up the ladder, stick his arm up, and still not be anywhere near it.
No. Forehand return driven back down the middle of the court, and a mistake with the plus one shot from Echeverry on his forehand. Would it be against the law to have an extendable racket handle?
Yes.
Is it actually written into the laws of tennis that you can't?
Well, it would have to be in the Grand Slam rule book. And off the top of my head, I haven't...
I thought you read that every night before bed.
That's all I do. It's all I do to get to sleep. And trust me, it works really quickly. I mean, there are various restrictions on the size of a racket head and the length of the stick, as they say, in not a Michael stick, just a normal stick. On a racket. So there are definitely restrictions about what you can have. I mean, they have tried over the years, sort of double strung racket, square racket, you name it.
I had a double strung racket once. I liked it, and they banned it most annoyingly. Now the drop shot on the backhand side from Echeverry. Zverev's got to that. Now Echeverry will... Well, he was trying to, I think, lob. I don't know what he was really trying to do there with Zverev. He was caught in two minds because the drop shot initially wasn't good. Zverev was in as quick as you like. And, well, that was not a well-constructed point, and it gives Sasha Zverev a chance to break back here at 2-1, 30-40.
Well, the linesman is having to stand slightly at an angle in order to be able to see the Echeverry serve, and that means he's very, very close to where Zverev is standing. Zverev just asked for a moment, because I think somebody's moving behind Echeverry in the German's eye line.
Second serve. And it's to the backhand of Sasha Zverev, who drives the ball across court. He's onto that backhand again. Good depth to the forehand of the Argentinian. Good depth again from Zverev, dominating this particular rally. Forehand cross court from Echeverry, but the pressure eventually tells. Zverev finds a good short angled forehand cross court winner. He was in complete control of that rally. He pulled the trigger at exactly the right moment. He's got the break back. And so after an hour and 57 minutes, there's nothing between these two. It's one set all and two games all.
Much better from Sasha Zverev. He was passive in the first few games of this third set. And there he just tightened everything up, turned up the dial, turned up the pace, got his positioning right. And all of a sudden, the dynamics have shifted. 2 hours. Two all. Two sets in.
And that's too good from Zverev. Beautiful. Came in behind the serve and showed great